104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Trust matters. Count on them. FourSeasonsGarages.com, so you can find out more. Blaine Bishop, Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Let's bring in our friend Jimmy Heim, Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville, and he's brought to you by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. Jimmy, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. I can't wait. So we've just seen The Last Dance. We've got this big series on Tom Brady and Lance Armstrong. I can't wait to see the one on Blaine Bishop.
It's going to be a 23-part series on Blaine Bishop to go with his uniform number.
Looking forward to that one.
It may be more like my number combined, 2 and 3 5 minutes of TV. So, man, I don't look forward to that.
All right, Jimmy, are you up for 11 parts of Tom Brady? I don't know if I can do all that or not. That might be a little much.
I don't know if I need that much of it. I'm interested in it. I think it'd be fun to watch some of it. I think his story's been told quite a bit. I'm not sure how much they can tell me that I don't know, and I don't know how many times they can show the picture of him looking like a scrawny dude that was taken in the sixth round of the draft back when he came out. I can watch some of it. I don't know if I can handle however many parts you're going to do. I heard it was 8 because it was going to be like he's been to 8 Super Bowls. Is that right? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A little much.
Jimmy, as far as Tennessee and recruiting, they've added a couple more players this week. What remains to be done, and how do they approach those remaining slots?
Well, they added this very good athlete, Kamen Marley, out of North Carolina, and he's very versatile. He could play offense or defense. He could play safety. If they beef him up, maybe outside linebacker. He could play receiver. A tremendous athlete. They get Miles Campbell, weighs about 235. He's a tight end out of Georgia. Tennessee, frankly, right now is not very good at the tight end position. And so they needed to go out and get a tight end that can be a good player. So they're at 23. There are a couple things to work right now. One is you got to keep the kids committed that you've got committed, because other people are going to try to peck away at them. The other thing is you don't have a whole lot of room, and I know that there are 4 in-state players they really like. And if they can get those 4, well, that takes them to 27. That's too many. So that means that somebody else might have to be paired from the list. I'll say this, and this came from 247. I don't remember all these numbers, but they put this out there. Last year, Tennessee had 9 decommitments under Pruitt, and the year before, they had 14 decommits. That's from the very first commit to signing day. There will be some decommits out of this group. There always are. So I think Tennessee continues to go forward and see if they can add to this list, but I think it's been incredible. I think they've had a remarkable year in recruiting so far.
Jimmy, the NCAA has made its decision allowing football and basketball players to resume workouts. The SEC is discussing the same. What do you see happening there, especially as it relates to Tennessee?
First off, there was a report that Philip Fulmer was the only athletic director that said he wanted to delay the start. That's not true. I've had multiple sources say there were other athletic directors that wanted to delay the start. Secondly, they're going to vote to either allow athletes back on campus June 1st to June 15th, somewhere in between. Excuse me. Maybe they compromise. Maybe they come up with June 8th. But I do think they're going to vote to allow the student athletes back on campus with safety measures in place. And I just don't know at what date they're going to say, okay, you can come back. But I do think they'll vote to approve that. Now, some will argue, hey, there are others letting them come back on June 1st. We don't need them to get a jump start. Others are going to say, hey, let's take the safety precautions. We don't need to have a second wave of this pandemic. So I think the SEC will vote to allow it. I just don't know which day between June 1 and 15 they'll allow it.
Our guest is Jimmy Heim from Sports Radio WNML over in Knoxville.
Well, I guess, Jimmy, for me, first and foremost, is are you surprised of how many commits without visiting the campus? And I don't know how many of those guys, but I'm assuming not all of these kids visit the campus, you know. So are you a little bit surprised of that, as well as, you know, how well they're doing with this virtual recruiting?
Absolutely, I am. Now, one interesting thing, the Marley kid, he actually drove over to Knoxville during the dead period. He couldn't see coaches. He couldn't go visit with people. He just wanted to see Knoxville. But to your point, a lot of them have not been to Knoxville. A lot of them have not visited Knoxville. They can go online and look at a map. They can go online and look at some pictures. But I think what Tennessee has done in the virtual recruiting has been fantastic. I recently joked when I heard Fulmer said, hey, we got to delay the return. I think that was Jeremy Pruitt going to him and saying, hey, we don't need to start back working out players. Let's finish our recruiting class. They're about finished with this recruiting class. And I say that in sort of a jest because they will continue to recruit along the way. But I am very surprised they have been killing it, unlike hardly anybody else. I know that they're working at it hard. I can't say they've worked at it harder than anybody else in the country because I don't know what everybody else is doing. But whatever Tennessee is doing, it has worked, and it has worked wonderfully.
You talked about the time they get to be back at the facility. How much time do you really think that players need to be, ready to play in a football game? How long do they need to practice? How many weeks or a month? Or how long do you think they need? And what are coaches saying that they need to actually be up to speed?
We interviewed Will Muschamp the other day, and he said they need 4 weeks of conditioning, weightlifting, et cetera, and then 4 weeks of the training camp. He says 8 weeks. What does that mean? That means they need to start July the 1st. Lincoln Riley said they don't need that much time. I'll give them a couple of weeks. Brian Kelly said 8 weeks. So there's been different opinions. I'm going to kind of split the difference on that. I think 6 weeks is probably a pretty good number. I think some of where Muschamp was coming from was he said that only 30% of his players have access to weights because high schools were shut down and they couldn't get to places to lift weights. Some have weight rooms in their house. Not all do. So I think you're getting a mixed bag of people who've had the ability to work out. Philip Fulmer joked that, well, they can just go do a bunch of push-ups and sit-ups like Herschel Walker. Okay, how many Herschel Walkers are out there? But to his point, they could do some workouts without the weights and so forth. So I'm going to say probably about 6 weeks. I think if you get 2, maybe 3 weeks of good conditioning in and then 3 or so weeks of practice and training, I think that should be plenty.
Jimmy, we'll let you get back to your push-ups and sit-ups this morning. Have a great weekend, man.
They're going to do a docuseries on it as well. I can't wait.
They should. They should.
Well, I can't wait for that one now.
Yeah, me too. He's Jimmy Hyams, and he's, of course, with Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville and brought to you by the Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty. Talk to you soon, Jimmy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. And you can call the Huffaker Group, by the way, 615-758-8886 or online at THGTN.com. Coming up, Vanderbilt has its new AD, and it's a familiar face, and our poll question. A docuseries about the Hitman. More Wake Up Zone on the way. Hang around.